This is Johnny Randolph on WAKY and on the long distance line from here to Nashville. We're talking to the lead singer of All These Things, the lead singer of the Uniques. We're saying hi, Joe Stampley. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Johnny. How in the world are you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. I wanted to call you for a couple of reasons. Number one, to tell you some things about what has been happening to All These Things in Louisville over the years. And B, to this day, we get requests all the time for information on that song from people, say, of a new generation that maybe moved to Louisville or whatever, and they are intrigued by that song.
Have mercy. Have
of course, they can get it at joestampley.com, can't they?
Absolutely. That's
there you go.
A-M-P-L-E-Y.
Now, when did that song first come out?
The summer of 1966 was when it was released. It was released in about, I think, May or June of 1966.
That was 1 year after I got into radio in Louisville, and I remember it was a big hit at the time, and considering the fact that's right in the middle of the British invasion, I mean, everything was Beatles, Dave Clark, Five, and...
That's right.
As you know, and the song has had so much staying power, and I know that you're aware that it was a big hit in Louisville. It was not really a big national hit, was it?
Well, you know, it was kind of like a regional thing in the Southwest, the Southeast, and the South. It was just a monster. In Dallas, Texas, on KLIF, it was number one for 4 weeks in a row in Dallas, Texas, you know. And all over the Carolinas, it was huge in Florida. And for some reason... whether it was the independent label we were on at the time, it just didn't happen like in New York City and big cities, you know.
Well, like you say, you know, small label and probably couldn't get the distribution out and that type thing.
That's right. But in certain parts of the country, like in Shreveport, Louisiana, and Baton Rouge, New Orleans, all that area in Louisiana, it's just a classic song, you know.
It is such a classic song here, Joe, and this is absolutely amazing to me that after all these years, and we're approaching 50 years now since the song first came out, it is still the most requested song on WAKY Wacky after all these years.
That's beautiful.
Now, what others, can you think of any other song in the world that can claim something like that in a city? I don't care.
I tell you what, it's just amazing. Maybe it's just a romantic magic song that people took to, you know. And I'm just thrilled to death that you've called me and telling me all this information.
Well, the thing is, I think that it's a combination of A, nostalgia, and B, new people hearing the song, because that's where a lot of our inquiry comes from. They'll say, you know, why? I've never heard this song before. I've just moved to the area, or I listened to you on the internet out in wherever. And tell me about that song. So I thought, well, what better thing to do to call to Joe Stampley and let him tell the story? We can.
Well, I'll tell you what, Johnny, it was me and four of the guys, and my brother played bass, Mike Love played drums, not the Mike Love.
Not the Beach Boy.
No. Mike Love is from Magnolia, Arkansas. Ray Mills played guitar, and Bobby Sims was on the rhythm guitar, and then he was replaced. He stayed with us about 2 years, then Jim Woodfill played with us for years, and that was our band. I played keyboards. I played a combo compact organ on that original record.
And, wow.
We recorded the song on two tracks. All the recording studio had at that time was two tracks, and that was at Robin Hood Bryan Studio in Tyler, Texas. And that studio went on to record such hits as... Western Union, The Five Americans. You remember that song?
Sure. Well, how about Judy in Disguise with Glasses?
Judy in Disguise with Glasses, my dear friend John Fred and the Playboy Band. They cut all their hits there at Robin Hood Studio. And as a matter of fact, I went to John Fred's funeral here back about, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. You know, John died. He had a kidney transplant and everything went awry. And bless his heart, I talked to him 5 weeks before he passed away, right before his operation. He called me and said, I'm going back in, get this thing straightened out. And so we had our farewell words, you might say, and I told him I'd be praying for him, and it just didn't work out, you know. And that was a monster record for Paula Records, you know.
How did you come across the song All These Things?
All These Things, we were like a dance band at the time, and we had recorded. I was always listening to the station I could pick up down there in Louisiana. It was WNOE out of New Orleans. And there was a guy, Art Neville, had the first version of All These Things in 1961 or 62. And I always loved that song. And so we started singing it on our dance gigs and stuff, you know, and people loved the song. So when we hit in 1965 with a song called Not Too Long Ago.
Which you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote that song with Merle Kilgore, my dear friend Merle Kilgore. And Dale Hawkins of Oh Susie Q fame produced that first session on us, the Not Too Long Ago record, which at the time Stan Lewis had a label, Jewel Records was a rhythm and blues label. Well, they needed a pop label after we cut that song, so it was the first record for the label Paula Records out of Shreveport, Louisiana.
After you recorded the song, what'd you think? Think, well, gee, this could be a hit, best thing we've done, don't know. How'd you feel about that? Do you remember?
Well, we were finishing up an album, Johnny, and the album, we knew the title of the album was going to be called Uniquely Yours, because we thought that rang a bell and everything. Someone came up with that brilliant idea, and it just started out as an album cut. But we knew as soon as we recorded it, it had a magic to it. It was so simple, and we kept everything simple with the instrumentation. And then Ray Mills played a guitar, the guitar break, and they doubled that guitar break on the second track. And they doubled that while I was doing my singing. It was just the magic thing that happened, you know, and it's one of those magic songs.
Well, like I said, the song to this day is our most requested song at this radio station and has been for approaching 50 years. Now, Joe, let me set the stage a little bit here and then let you tell the story, because this is it's a real fascinating story about the song All These Things. And as you said, originally the song came out in 1966. And in the late 60s and early 70s, there was a fellow named Larry Bonick, and Larry worked for ABC Dot Records, and this was a big, big national record label, and they had a roster of both country and pop artists, and Larry was based in Nashville, and Louisville was his territory for promoting songs, and he was always intrigued by the song All These Things, and he would ask the DJs at Wacky, so, you know, I really liked that song, and he couldn't get the song out of his mind, and he told us, he said, you know, he said, that could be a big country hit. Now, take it from there about All These Things.
Well, my producer, I had, in 1971, I had went over from rock and roll with my band, The Uniques, to ABC Dot Records. Al Gallico got me the deal with ABC Dot Records, and in about 1972 or 73, I recut All These Things as a two-step country song, and Naro Wilson was my producer, and it just felt right as a two-step also, and when I never could get the record out as a single, because Al Gallico didn't have any publishing on the song. That's how bad publishers are. He wouldn't let that come out. He was my manager, and he wouldn't let it come out. So when he moved me to Epic Records in 1975, Larry Bonick got a scheme together, and he said, Joe, I'm going to prove to y'all that was a number one record. And in 1976, he released the song on ABC Dot Records, and I wasn't even on the label then, and it went to number one in the country chart.
And that's the two-step version. And I remember well, Joe, because Larry was the God rest his soul, was the best friend I ever had in my life. Larry told me, he said, we're going to put out all these things, a country version by Joe Stamplin. And I said, great move, Larry. He played the song for me, and I said, you got to be kidding. It's up-tempo.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a ballad, Larry. And, you know, you couldn't derail Larry for anything.
No.
And he said, no, this is it. Well, in retrospect, he was right. So All These Things has really had two lives.
That's right.
And actually, I suppose it was the start of what, and you have had many, many country hits. And I guess that was the start of the whole thing. And there you go. Joe Stampley, lead singer of the group The Uniques. Many thanks to Joe. You can talk about the up-tempo song all you want, but this is the one that rules around here.
The touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel